Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy, welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about staying motivated. It's as important or an imperative as finding good deals. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay, Luke wrote in and asked, I can't find land that I can buy as part of a little group in Ward County, Texas. The location is missing in all my normal places to look. Any clues, guys? Where did he come up with this? I'm curious.
Well, here's the thing, and this is the reason that I included this question over a lot of other ones. Texas is not on the same meets and bounds survey system as the rest of the country. Texas is completely different.
Good old boys. Then you know what? Those Texas people always joke about being their own country over there. Is this part of that? I have some questions.
So it's all based, and I'm all kidding aside, it's based on the survey system from when the railroads were being built.
Well, I think it has to do with Texans.
I do too.
No, and it's funny as I love Texas. My folks used to live there, visit there a lot. The people are so darn nice. Y'all, you know how they are, but very interesting.
You know, Luke,
they're not going to change this for whatever reason.
No, they never will.
Interesting.
So if you go to earthpoint.us, there's a special section there to find GPS coordinates, all based on Texas. So you don't have to worry. This has caused a lot of problems recently for a lot of people. I've seen it in Success Plan, all over Facebook.
Exactly.
But don't worry.
Well, because a lot of people know there's certain parts of Texas that we can all do very well.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, why. And you can sure buy large acreage there, which I particularly love and do really great.
I don't know why. There's a lot of truck drivers that buy property from us in Texas.
Isn't that great? They're passing by and they like it.
Maybe it's because it takes so long to get through that state.
They wish they could just stop right there and no one would bother them.
I don't know.
That's hilarious. You know what else I think is funny about Texas is so many of the counties, there's a lot of land, but not a lot. I don't know what it is. You know, like the counties, good luck finding a phone number sometimes. It's a real small operation. It's a real old, you know, it really is old school, good old boys, which I actually like. Because here's my take on this. My question is, you know, if you're going to do something on a piece of land out there, no one's going to tell you you can't, because good luck getting somebody on the phone. Right. Nobody complains. I mean, that's my whole thing, too. No one's going to say you built that too high, you're blocking my view or whatever like that. You know,
we think that.
We think that. But
now that we set it on the air, it's going to happen for sure somewhere.
I know. But but seriously, there's not a lot of restrictions and things on some of the properties that we've owned. Mm-hmm. It's been very, hey, knock yourself out, go do what you want to do kind of thing. And like I said, good luck finding someone to tell you you can't.
This is not the Texas show, but.
Like the Texas show.
No, I mean,
I'm motivated about finding good deals in Texas.
There's a lot of interesting things about Texas, you know, from a land standpoint. There's 200 and something counties in Texas alone, like 234, I think, or 284. I can't remember. And they have, it's a state statute that they have a tax sale the first Tuesday of every month, or they can if they want to have a back tax deed sale right on the courthouse steps, and some of them do.
Yeah.
There are some people that make, that's their whole career. They've made a complete career out of driving around Texas, buying property on the courthouse steps.
That's cool.
I know.
Yeah, I love it.
Don't overlook Texas. It's awesome.
No.
And it's not that hard to find the property.
No.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, staying motivated is as imperative as finding good deals. This is the meat of the show. You know, Jill, I had you in mind when I picked this topic because there's a lot of people, I used to be one of them, who thought this kind of stuff was just silly.
Oh, or like it was a one-off.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? You have to stay motivated.
It's true.
If there's a gap in, you know, the amount of time that you can spend on this little side career or any of that stuff, or, you know, or maybe a deal went sideways on you, you got to stay motivated and stay on track. I mean, what's the key to that? You always have good
I think it's funny. I watch people.
About this.
Well, you know what? I tell people to sit back and wait, you know, and watch, because I love watching people in like Success Plant, and even in some Facebook groups that they're in, they're putting things like, gosh, this is not selling, you know, what do I do? And then 2 days later, they're like, oh, never mind, sorry, yeah, problem solved.
I woke up this morning and I had the cash.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. And it's funny. I think just people are a little impatient. Maybe there is a small chance you're doing it wrong. So just make sure, you know, I guess that's it. Maybe staying motivated, go back and make sure you didn't do it wrong. We all know what to do. Jack and I, we've outlined all the steps, you know, period. So you know exactly what to do. If you went back and you redid all the steps, then you just need to sit tight and be patient. I mean, that is it. And it's funny because I tell people this and they don't believe me, that sometimes they're like, okay, I just sent out, you know, 2,000 mailers. What's going on? I'm like, hold on. And then here it comes. You know, it's the calm before the storm sometimes, you know. And then and I tell them, I said, you're going to laugh. And they go, okay. I said, you're going to laugh because we're going to talk in a month and you're going to be saying, I can't, I don't know what to do. I can't answer my phone anymore. You know, my phone's blowing up kind of thing. And it's great when we talk about it and I tell them, all right, I know you did everything right. Just sit tight. And I promise in a few weeks right now, you're going to not remember this conversation and I'm going to remind you. And they're like, oh yeah, whatever. And then they go, oh yeah, you know, it's true. You just got to hang in there and
is there something right now that's like you're working on in your life that, you know, you just keep kind of procrastinating or putting it off? Something
always.
Me too. So
always. Man,
what's your little secret? Like, how do you keep yourself so much motivated? Well, motivated. How do you keep yourself motivated or keep yourself on track to get it done?
Oh, I'm often not on track.
No, but
I mean, it's real. It's real. You really do get distracted and you just have to get back in there again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just remind myself that, all right, I'm going to pick up where I left off. You know, don't stop. There's always projects that I have going on that I, you know what some of it is, Jack? Sometimes it's like we all want to do the fun stuff. We don't want to do the hard stuff.
Right.
But you got to do some of the hard stuff. Mm-hmm. You just have to. You know, it's imperative to your business and things like that.
Right.
So for me, you know, I just push through it. Well, here's what I do. I take a step back sometimes. And one of the things I do is I'll dangle a carrot at the end for myself, knowing that if you get through this.
I'm glad you're saying mm-hmm. this, because I know you have little tricks.
I do.
And that you do with yourself. So I was hoping you could share some of them with you, like your mantra trick and things like that.
Yeah. I personally have myself trained where I'll throw a goal out there for myself. All right, Jill, if you finish this up by whatever day, you're going to go do X, you know, whatever. And I do. I set my own mm-hmm. little rewards. Nobody knows about them.
Right.
I mean, I didn't know you even knew that point much about it, but
I know you have. I know that you do this stuff.
To stay motivated, I guess, keep myself on track. I have rewards that I set up for myself. I also take a step back. I do this all the time, and I'll tell you right now, I'm going to do this a little bit later today. You and I have so much going on in our worlds right now that my to-do list went from 10 things to 150 things in a matter of hours today. So you probably noticed me, Jack. I'm over here writing as fast as I can.
Yeah.
So I have to take it. So here's what I have to do. I am going to, later on today, pretty much sit down with a blank piece of paper and write them all down. And prioritize them and break them down into manageable tasks and put them on the calendar with realistic dates.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. Anyone that sits down and says, I'm going to do this today and that today and this today and that today, when they know darn well that's not going to get done. All it's going to do is frustrate them and make them even more, you know, unhappy, staring at the stuff they didn't get done.
That's right.
So break it all out and give you real, real dates, you know, and get it done. You know, and here's a great example. you're just getting started in this business and you want to get your website going and you want your social media going, mm-hmm. you can't just sit down saying, this is what's happening Monday between 5 and 7 when I get home from work. That's not going to happen. But you can say, this week is website week. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to hire somebody. I might do it myself. I got to do my logo. You can just space it all out. This is website week. All right. Next week, social media week. Okay, Monday I'll do my Facebook. Tuesday I'll set up my Twitter account. You know, all the stuff that you're doing for your business. And then you will get it done. It's tangible. And if it's not too much, then you have a cushion too.
That's right.
So,
you know, I had on my to-do list for quite some time is a calendar.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to create a calendar for mm-hmm. people who are starting their real estate business. You know, yes. First you should spend this first month in your career learning. Mm-hmm. You know, and then this next week doing a website, and the week after that, and I ultimately decided not to do it because I think that if I have to do that, that really concerns me. It's the same reason I don't say tell everybody exactly what counties to go to. Instead, the cash flow from land program, I show you how the thought process that I go through to pick counties. So I think that if you need your calendar help like that, that's I'm concerned. You have to develop that skill on your own.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, what do you do, Jack? I'm curious.
Mm-hmm. You honestly want to know.
What is your, I told you some of my tricks. What's your personal, stay motivated?
I'll give you an example.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Because this happens. You walk in, there's days, I know you have all kinds of great projects on your list, and then all of a sudden it's tech mess. Mm-hmm. And I know things gets upside down. So what do you do?
So what motivates me is money. So, and I'll give you an example. Right now on my list is a lot of instructional videos on how to use Data to Doorstep, the products that are involved in it. And so, and it's not my favorite thing to do. It's these videos. It's not my favorite thing. And so what I do to stay motivated right before I sit down to do this and to get myself in a real good, cheery, happy mood is I do a spreadsheet about how much freaking money can possibly come in
from
this.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. And
I
have to limit myself because I'll sit there and work on a budget spreadsheet for like 3 hours.
Yeah, then nothing got done.
I have a little red timer. You've seen it a million times. A little red timer that I bought at Harbor Freight for like $5. It's an egg timer, digital egg timer. And I only allow myself like 15 minutes to do it. And then I'm like, okay, these videos are probably going to generate X amount of money. And then I kill it. Or I try to anyway. That motivates me.
Would this work? Let's just say, follow me here, everyone. This is going to be good. Here's my thoughts on this. Now that you shared that with me. What if I came to you and said, Jack, if you and I went out to dinner at my favorite place, you know what I'm talking about, and it's not cheap, but we're going to go out, we're going to leave work on time, we're going to go get dressed up, and we're going to go to my favorite place.
When's that ever happened?
Oh, please. But I come to you ahead of time and I say, this is going to change everything because the next day I'm going to be up early and in and we're going to make this much more money. I'm going to do these calls. I don't know, whatever. If I come to you with like that, how could I come to you and show you that it's going to pay off in the end?
I'm not following. What's dinner have to do with it?
Well, I'm trying to use a money spreadsheet to get something I want.
Oh, I don't know.
Does that work?
Yeah, Jill, when do you not get what you want?
Well, you know what I mean. I know. Okay, bad example, but I was just trying to turn that around and be funny with that. So, all right. So any other things that I don't know about that you do?
No. I'm going to get to it in a second here with the technical too, but there's a surefire way to stay motivated, mm-hmm. in fact. We'll talk about it now.
Great.
This is the technical too. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. If you can't stand, here's my advice. If you can't stand certain tasks, then hire them out. I'm really serious about this. There's some stuff that about property investing that I can't stand. One of them is doing deeds. And so we hire it out.
To our staff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In the past, I've had other people do it. In the way past.
Heck, I used to do them.
Yeah.
That used to be my job.
I know. So rather than let it really trip your whole career up or stop you from buying cheap property or any of that, there's some stuff that you just need to hire out. I'll tell you, there's a few things you should never hire out, I don't think. If you're not a data person, if you really struggle with and don't care about at all data and how to use it and look at it and manipulate it, this is not for you. That is something that one of our direct land competitors, anyway, recommends that that you hire out.
Mm.
You get, and I, he and I, that's Mark, mm-hmm. and he and I have differed on that forever. Because he can't stand that piece of it.
Got it.
And I just think it's imperative for you to learn. And I, every time I run data through Data to Doorstep and set and submit a mailer, I learn something.
Yep.
I learn some new feature about the product. I look at it a different way. And so over time, the net effect of that is that over time, years and years of the experience that I have doing that, it's just, I've become great at it.
Yeah, you're right.
So I just think that data is so important and you can't hire that out.
It's true.
You know, when we were flipping tons of houses and actually not flipping them, when we were renovating houses, you know, we still wholesale them all the time now, but, and will forever probably. But when we were renovating them, man, the train stopped.
Yeah.
Because that's how much I can't, it led us to wholesaling. I can't stand the interior decorating and the managing contractors and
which
all
is,
that.
I love
so
that.
Not set up for that. So rather than have it stop, rather than not be in that business ever again, we turned it around and made it work for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so now we don't even go look at the assets. We just have people.
Mm-hmm.
We're releasing a program on that shortly.
Yeah. That's going to be great.
Yeah. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us. This whole show is inspiring, really.
I hope so. You know,
inspires me even.
Good. So, don't beat yourself up when you have a rough week. Are your numbers down? You know, kind of like we talked about. So what? Stay motivated. They'll be fine. I promise. Sometimes it's like you can get into a bad habit. I watch people doing this, get into a really bad habit. Mm-hmm. Like just literally beating themselves up, you know, like, oh, I'm, you know, I did something wrong. It's me.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't price it right. I must have screwed it up. And yeah. I sent it to the wrong people. I don't know. My letter must suck. I mean, whatever. I'm seriously. Trust me. I've heard it. I've talked to everybody. I've heard this. I'm not kidding.
I heard it too, Joe.
I am not making this stuff up. And I'm like, knock it off, everyone.
Right.
'Cause you know,
knock it off.
Knock it off.
It still cracks me up when you say that.
So
knock it off.
Yeah. So what? It's a learning thing. You're only going to do that one once, and let's fix it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
So just instead of, 'cause you could, you know, spend a lot of wasted time worrying and fretting and being mad at yourself because you did something. You need to not do that.
Right.
Just fix it and move on. I know it's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hard.
You know what I've done this. I learned this the hard way. When something goes sideways or you have a bad sales week, like you're saying.
Sure.
My first reaction is to say, oh my gosh, I got to change everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got to change the website. It's not working anymore. And you know what? That's really bad.
Right.
You really just have to wait it out, be mm-hmm. patient, and, you know, weather the storm, so to speak. Because
mm-hmm.
if it works, if it was working fine,
mm-hmm.
it's just a slow week.
Exactly.
That's it.
There are going to be peaks and valleys in all of this and everything, especially when you're buying stuff, selling stuff. You may think no one wants to talk to me, no one's answering on the phone, I'm calling back to buy something. I mean, whatever it is.
When our sales are down, the first thing I do is check the weather back east.
Mm.
Because if they're having great weather, like a week of great weather,
mm-hmm.
that's the reason.
Sure, that's a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one's on the computer.
Right.
Yeah.
Both in Land Academy and Landsaying.
Right.
All of it.
Or maybe Thanksgiving's in 2 days.
Yes.
Or maybe, right. You know, whatever. I mean, that stuff is true. You know, it really, really is. So just hang in there. Don't make big changes. Go back, make sure you did everything right, and you'll be fine.
I would like to think that this podcast might be a source of staying motivated for some people.
I hope so.
You know, we're here every day, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get stuck, turn it on, take a look at a, you know, she'll put a smile on your face in the worst case scenario. Trust me. It happens with me all the time.
Thank you.
So you're cracking me up. What do you think of this new studio?
I like this new studio.
I love it. I was really skeptical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is working out really great. Yeah. So we have a great view here all the way around. I'm really glad. Yeah. So cool.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information
and inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Jill, you're cracking me up.
This is one of those times that it's a good thing there's not cameras in here.
Yeah.
Because I'm making faces.
Jill has a dress that she bought that has like...
oh my goodness. Rivet. We're to share it.
It has rivets in it. Like, no, like grommets. Like on the top of a shower curtain. And so, and there's a lot of grommets. It's pretty revealing. It's cracking me up. And she's just taunting me with it.
It's funny what you can do with holes in your dress. Gee. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we will. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. And let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.